morning, everyone. Good morning, Caribbean Islands. Good morning, Africa. Good morning, the United States. And good morning, the United Kingdom. Good morning, Father God. Thank you for another day that you have blessed us to be awake to serve you. This is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. A copy of my book can be found on ZulonPress.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. And if you're in Antigua, you can pick up a copy at the Methodist Bookshop on Best of Books. For the past month, I have been speaking on abuse, the different types of abuse. And I spoke on physical abuse, verbal abuse, neglect, and sexual abuse, rape. Today, what I'm going to do today is I am going to do an intercessory prayer on behalf of all my listeners. Yes, listeners, we're going to invite God in today. I cannot be a Christian counselor without God. I could not be a Christian counselor without God, because that's what it entails, reaching out to God and let Him guide me. So I am going to be saying an intercessory prayer for healing. I'm going to pray for everyone who is hurting. First of all, we're going to ask God to help us to forgive. Father God, I come to you on behalf of everyone who's listening today, dear God. I ask you to help us to forgive the people who have hurt us. Help us to forgive ourselves. Help us to forgive the abusers, our parents. We look at our parents and we see that they're not perfect, though we want them to be. And because they're not perfect, dear God, they made mistakes. We look at our children and we expect them to be perfect and they're not. Father God, help us to accept people for who they are, but help us to forgive the ones that we have hurt. Father God, we ask you for healing. You said by your stripes that we are healed. Your word will not come back void. So I'm asking you, I am praying for healing for everyone who's covered in this prayer, dear God. The ones who have been sexually abused, who have been verbally abused, who have been physically abused, the ones who have been neglected. And Father God, in turn, I pray for the abusers, dear God. Heal their hearts. Heal our hearts, dear God. This world is so dark. So many of us are hurting, and we in turn turn around and hurt others. So Father God, I pray for healing. I challenge you to heal our broken hearts right now, dear God. Heal us as we get up every day and our thoughts take us to places that we shouldn't go. Help those pedophiles, dear God. Help the molesters. Excuse me. Help the uncles, the fathers, the stepfathers, the stepmothers, the siblings, the friends, dear God, who we trust with our children and who in turn hurt them, dear God. And help our children to heal from the aches and pains that they go through. Father God, you said in your word in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, cast our cares on you because you care about us. So I am casting all our cares on you this morning, dear God. And I'm thanking you. We need to hear from you, God. We need a word from you. We need to know that you are there and you are still in the healing business. Father God, I know that you can do what you say that you can, because I am here today as living testimony that your word is true. I'm not where I used to be, so I know that other people can heal from this, dear God. The only way we're going to get to a place of healing and maturity and forgiveness and humility is if we turn to you. So, Father God, I am praying for everyone who is listening this morning, dear God. Heal the broken hearts, God. Heal those who are suffering from loss of a loved ones, who one day had something to eat and the next day they don't, who one day was trusting and believing in loved ones and the next day they don't, the ones who are married and the next day that they're not. Father God, I pray that everyone who hears my voice this morning will not only hear me, but hear you through me, dear God, and know that salvation is possibly is needed. And with that comes our breakthrough. So Father God, I am going to thank you. Thank you for the healing that you are doing right now. Thank you for the homes that you are saving, the lives that you are saving. Thank you for the hearts that you're healing. Father God, I just want to thank you that love still abides there, Lord. You said that you are love. You said it in your word. So I just want to thank you, dear God. I want to thank you for everything that you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're getting ready to do. And Father God, once again, I am going to say thank you for the hearts that you are healing right now. Thank you for taking away all that pain that seems to surround us every day. Thank you for the light, dear God. Thank you for the light. Thank you that you're taking away the darkness. Thank you that you're making us better people. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, and show us how to offer that same grace to others, dear God, to help us to be better people. Thank you that when the abusers touch us, it didn't break us and we're still here. Yes, we are still here. You said that once we lean on you, that's all we need. So we are leaning on you. We're turning to you. Your strength in our weakness, Father God. So I thank you that you wake me up this morning and you laid it on my heart to pray for everyone who is listening. I'm praying for the abusers. I'm praying for the abusees. I'm praying that they're going to know better and they're going to do better and they're going to forgive themselves and they're going to forgive others so that we can be stronger. So Father God, let your prayer, this prayer that I'm saying that's coming from you, dear God, your words through me reach many, and that we can be better and we can come together in unity and love. And just remember that none of us are perfect, but through you, we can be better. I am living testimony, Father God, and I thank you. I thank you for what you have done in my life. Had it not been for you, I don't know where I would be. I have no idea where I would be, God. But I get up every day, and you give me the strength and the willpower to go forward to do your work. And I will continue to do your work. So I pray that others will see you in me. And together we can make it better. No, I am not perfect by no means, but I keep trying. So help me, Father God. Help your people. Help all of us, dear God, to overcome and live a godly life, a better life, a life that you want for us. So Father God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything, dear God. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Listeners, today was a day to pray for all of us, including myself. And I hope and pray that this prayer that I've prayed, this intercessory prayer, I'm praying on everyone's behalf. I'm going to the Father on everyone's behalf, even those who cannot speak for themselves and those who can speak for themselves, that we find our place in life and we be better because you have been forgiven, you are forgiven, and you have forgiven others. God loves you, and remember that God loves you, and what he did for me, he will do for you. What he did for you, he will do for me. Be blessed. Have a great day today, and I'm going to have something new coming next week. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but God is going to lay it on my heart like he always does, so I'm thankful for it. I'm giving him all the praise today. So be prayerful, be hopeful, and know that pain is gone. That hurt is gone. Be blessed and have a great day. Bye.